we keep heading east?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Stay out of the big cities?
Uh-huh.
I think I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Bring it on up to the office. I'm gonna go check us out.
What took you so long?
Nothing. I had a little trouble with the maid, but everything's fine now. Damn. 8. It's already this hot.
Yep.
I would fix some water.
Probably not enough.
Yeah. There's a cooler in the back, in the office.
Sarah, honey, what's wrong? Huh?
What is it, sweetie?
Daddy.
Yeah?
Daddy.
Daddy's here. Daddy's here.
There were monsters.
No, sweetie, there's no such thing as monsters. You were just having a bad dream.
What's wrong, Dad?
Make it up. Sarah's just having a bad dream.
Oh.
I saw monsters, Jack.
Monsters? What kind?
I don't know. They came in my closet, and then they're in the shadows.
Shadow monsters. Well, they look pretty scary, but they really can't do anything. Especially when the lights are on.
They're scared of the light.
What happened, baby? You okay?
I'm okay.
Sarah had a bad dream about monsters. I was telling her that there's no such thing as monsters.
Oh.
I'm going to turn on my nightlight just in case.
That sounds like the brilliant solution.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Mom.
Morning.
Good morning, baby.
Hey, hon. Pickup still won't start. You mind dropping me off on the way in?
Sure.
Did you feed Burrow?
Yeah, I fed him. Nightlight worked, didn't it? I got it, Dad.
What do you got going today, Jack?
Nothing much. A math test in a few days, and I think we're playing baseball in gym class today, so I can look forward to sucking hard in right field.
Well, just remember, don't let the hitter get the ball over your head.
Unless it's out of the park.
Come on. Yeah.
Early today, all I have is the Watsonsville and Dave Bryant's tractor sale. Can I pick you up?
Yeah. We can go to the drive-in and make out tonight.
There hasn't been a drive-in here since the early 70s, but...
I love you.
I love you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Charles can be a little late this morning.
Was she drunk again?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, who's the craziest woman you ever dated?
Me?
Yeah. Mick and me, we're talking about some of the girls we went with.
Uh-huh.
He once dated a girl. Used to attack him in the middle of the night.
What? Yeah. She used to have these crazy goddamn dreams where instead of her boyfriend, I was some kind of demented killer. I woke up one night, stuck a goddamn fork in my shoulder.
Oh. You're kidding me.
Well, I'm spurting blood. She's sitting there crying, going, baby, I love you, I love you.
So what happened? You broke up with her, right?
No, I married her. It lasted 6 years. Always perfect, Tom.
I guess not.
One win and run coming right up, boys.
Yeah, buddy.
Look alive, look alive. go. One more. Come on.
Okay, he's yours.
Woo!
Come on, Jack. Drop it, Jack. That's yours.
Come on,
yes, Jackie boy.
Game over. Yellows win. Go, guys. Taylor, Dietrich, you're on equipment. Let's go. Guys, come on. Let's go. Everyone hit the showers.
Does he think you're hot shit, huh, Stoll?
What? No, I don't.
Little hero here, huh? Little superstar here. Little hero saves the day at the last minute, right?
Bobby, it's just a game, okay? It's just stupid gym class.
Who are you calling stupid?
No, I said gym class was stupid.
No, I said gym class was...
Listen to this little faggot.
Yeah, you're right. I'm both little and a faggot. You got me dead to rights.
Come on, chicken shit, let's do this!
What'll be the point? I mean, you win. You win, you win. You established your alpha male standing. You've established my unworthiness. Doing violence to me just seems pointless and cruel. Don't you think?
Let's do this, you punk bitch!
Shouldn't that be little punk-ass chicken shit faggot bitch?
Studying over at Judy Danvers, and Martha's taking care of Sarah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So where are we going?
We never got to be teenagers together.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna fix that.
What's going on in there?
Keep your shirt on. I'm coming.
Oh, my God. What have you done with my wife?
Ready? Okay. Go wild!
No wives in here, mister.
Wow.
Why are my parents in the next room?
You're naughty.
Much of that in high school. What is it? Huh?
I remember the moment I knew you were in love with me. I saw it in your eyes. I can still see it.
Of course you can.
You ever wonder what kids did for fun on a Saturday night 100 years ago?
I don't know. I guess I always figured they got into their parents' wagon and went cruising up and down their main drag, playing loud banjo music and acting like idiots.
So you think this is as good as it gets?
For us? Yeah. For now. Eventually we grow up, we get jobs, we have affairs, and we become alcoholics.
You know, sometimes you depress me.
Hey, that's what I'm good at.
Give me that.
Isn't that stall faggot?
Yep. You should go kick his ass.
I'm going to.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. No, I don't want to know.
Can I just say how sick I am of these podunk towns and the goddamn podunks who live in them?
Think you keep saying that, it's actually going to change anything?
I am so sick of this shit.
Yeah, you made that clear about 10,000 miles ago. I've even got a better idea. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
We are so goddamn broke.
Yeah, well, that's easy to fix.
No way.
You go shoot pool with Jared?
Maybe.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Mick. Good as ever. There you go. See you in church.
Yep. Have a good evening.
You too. See you tonight, Charlotte.
Yep. See ya.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right, old fella.
He's closing up, fellas.
Coffee?
Black.
Same. I'll have some pie. Some of that lemon meringue
guys,
pie.
Guys, I'm sorry. We're close.
I said...
Coffee!
Okay. I guess we can handle that. It's not very fresh.
You can go home now, Charlotte. Just leave the pie.
Okay. I think you're gonna be sticking around for a while, honey.
Tom?
Here. You gentlemen are certainly welcome all of it.
Well, I know that, asshole. Believe me, I do know that.
Ah!
Shut up, bitch! Okay, Billy. Let's show this asshole we mean business.
What? Her.
Yes, her. Door!
I'm telling you, those men were, they were going to kill us. They were going to kill us. And if it weren't for Tom, he's a hero.
Police in conjunction with several murders in those states. Tom Stahl is a family man with long-standing ties to this community.
Tom Stahl was just another hard-working small business owner and operator in Millbrook, Indiana. But not...
One of the guys had a gun to my head, and Tom, he was amazing. Hi, baby.
Hey, honey.
How are you doing? Who are you?
Are you as sick of hearing about me as I am?
No way. Kind of like it. Look, your picture's in the paper. Thank you.
Hi, Guy.
Mom.
Can I get up now?
Go to town?
Yeah, there you go.
Way to go, Tommy.
We're all here, Tom.
Way to go, Tom.
Thanks, sweetie.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much for coming.
We're in Millbrook, just outside the home of American hero Tom Stahl, who is just now returning from the hospital with his family. Mr. Stahl, Jenny Wyatt, WRPK News. I have a few questions for you. How did it feel when you saw the guns of those ruthless killers pointed directly at you?
How did it feel?
Yeah.
Not very good. Not very good.
Were you surprised, though, by your own reaction to the situation?
What I did was... I mean, anybody would have done that. It's just... it's a terrible thing. I think we'll all be better off when we get past it.
Yeah, but you really went beyond what the average person...
I really need to be with my family. Thanks.
I'm Jenny Wyeth in Millbrook, and that was Tom Stahl, American hero, man of few words. Well, I guess that's all we're going to get.
Man, it's good to be home. Hope there won't be too much more of that.
Hey, Dad, they all just want to interview you because of what you did. You're a hero, Dad.
No, I'm not. Just got lucky. Very lucky.
This will all blow over as soon as they find some other hot story.
Yeah. Maybe the Lions will have another two-headed cow.
You guys aren't thinking big enough. You could probably do Larry King Live, Dad.
Oh,
that would be cool.
Stop it. Look at this. More reporters.
They still there?
Yeah, now there's some car parked across the road. They're just sitting there.
Huh.
Does anyone want some tea?
I'll take some, Mom.
Yes, please. Cuba.
Just want to see how you're doing.
Doing good. Business is great. Just can't keep up.
Yeah, it's busy. Oh, look, more reporters. Nice.
They don't look like reporters.
Grilled cheese is ready. Got the fries and strawberry shake.
Well, welcome to Stahl's. Would you gentlemen like some coffee?
You're the hero.
Sir,
you're the big hero. Sure took care of those two bad men.
Really don't like talking about it, sir. We're trying to get back to normal here. So can I offer you gentlemen some coffee?
Sure. Give me some coffee. Make it black.
Yes, sir.
Joey.
And your friends?
They don't drink coffee. He doesn't agree with them. Joey.
Joey.
You are.
My name's Tom, sir.
Of course it is. It's good coffee.
Thank you, sir.
Hard to find coffee that's good in Philadelphia. But you know that, don't you, Tom?
No, actually, I don't. I've never been to Philadelphia. Pennsylvania? Is that where you gentlemen are from?
Yeah, like you don't know.
Sir, do you think we know each other?
You tell me.
No. We don't know each other.
Come on, Joey, cut the crap.
My name is Tom.
Joey Cusack. Your name is Joey Cusack. You're from Philly.
Okay, whatever.
Excuse me, gentlemen. If you're not going to order anything, my husband and I would appreciate it if you would be on your way.
We ate on the road.
It's all right. It's okay. We really are very busy here today, as you can see. So if you gentlemen aren't going to be eating, I really should offer your seats to paying customers.
Well, now we're paying customers.
I can't take this.
Shouldn't be a problem for you.
What is that supposed to mean?
Now, Mr. Fogarty's just making conversation here. Right?
Well, whatever you want to call it, this conversation is over.
I think he wants us to leave, Mr. Fogarty.
Do you know what he does when he don't like people, Mr. Fogarty?
Yeah, I'm scared. We should leave before he goes all dirty hairy on us. I want to thank you for the coffee, Joey. It really is very good.
It's Tom. My name's Tom Stahl.
Hi, Molly. This is Edie Stahl. Is he in? I'm fine, thanks.
You calling Sam?
Yes.
Is there a problem with my driving, officer? Can I see your license, sir?
Sure.
I thought I was under the limit.
Is there some problem I should know about?
What's your business in Millbrook, sir?
We're tourists.
What business did you have at Stahl's Diner today?
Well, we heard the coffee was terrific.
Let me make something clear to you and to Mr. Mulligan. This is a nice town. We have nice people here. We take care of our nice people. You understand me?
Yeah, sure.
Don't let me see you around again.
Well, you keep up the good work, officer.
Charles Rourke, Philadelphia, indicted on 3 counts of murder. Frank Mulligan, out of New York, indicted on 1 count of murder. Questioned in relation to dozens of acts of violence that you don't want to hear about. Both men work for Carl Fogarty. He's a fellow with the eye. He spent 15 years in prison on several counts of assault. He's suspected in half a dozen murders. More disappearances. Tom, these guys are organized crime from the East Coast. And the real thing. The bad men.
Jesus. Jesus, honey.
Look, I have to ask you a question. Are you in some kind of witness protection plan?
Sam?
Some kind of what?
This is no laughing matter, Edie.
Of course he's not, Sam.
I'd just like to hear Tom say that.
Okay. No, I'm not in a witness program. Those men just have the wrong guy.
He must have seen me on TV, and I guess I reminded him of this Johnny guy.
Joey,
somebody. Good Lord. The idea of me...
I never honestly believed it, but I had to ask. I've done some research on this Joey Cusack. I didn't find anything. But there is a Richie Cusack in Philadelphia. Apparently he's the head of some kind of crime syndicate in that city. Men like this come to our town and start harassing a citizen. We have to take them seriously.
Sure.
Right, so if you folks see them coming around, you let me know.
Will do.
I'm sorry, Sam. Do you want a piece of pie or something?
No, thanks, Edie. I'd love to, but I gotta get back to work.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Sam, thank you. It's good to know you're watching out for us.
Come on, Tom. You know we look out for our own here.
Night.
Night. See ya. Thanks. Good as gone.
Tom, what's wrong?
They're coming to the house.
Who's coming to the house?
Just grab it. You're looking to be ready.
Okay, stop. Are you serious?
I'll be there as soon as I can.
What's going on?
Huh? I don't know, baby.
Jesus. What's going on?
I don't know. Oh.
Let me call Sam, all right?
No, don't. Okay. I don't even know. I don't know why. I thought...
Mom? It's okay, baby.
Yeah. I think I'm losing my mind.
No, okay, you're not losing your mind. You've been through some serious trauma, all right?
I'm here for you, baby. We're all here for you. It's all right. It's going to be okay.
Mom, you haven't forgotten about our new shoes, have you?
Gosh, no. It's my top priority for the day. How could I forget you, all right?
Yeah. Hi, sweetie.
Honey, just get ready for school. I'll speak to you afterwards, all right?
Okay.
Come on. Let's go shopping.
Hey, careful, it's loaded.
Why was Mom running around the house with that? What's going on, Dad?
False alarm. Nothing to worry about.
I am worried. You're sweating. You're soaked, Dad. What kind of false alarm? What did you mean? You think you're losing your mind?
Some mob guy showed up at the diner. Saw me on TV. And they came by to take a look at me.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that. So...
They thought they knew me. They thought I was somebody else.
That's weird.
Yeah. Weird.
And I guess, well, I guess they don't like this guy. They think you are.
Apparently not.
And, yeah, and I guess they want to kill this guy they think you are?
See, that's the losing my mind part. I mean, I have no reason to think that. It's just, down at work, and, you know, suddenly I thought maybe, they'd come looking around, you know?
And you came running back here to save us.
Yeah, something silly like that. Sorry.
What if you're right?
How do we deal with it?
Look what I just found. It's my last pair in this style, and it's exactly your size. Just try these on. They should fit like a dream.
How do they feel?
Good. Yeah, I think I like them.
I have a pair of these myself. They look great, and they really last.
Really? Okay, I'll take them. And I need a new pair for her as well. Sarah?
Ma'am, the shoes.
I have to find my daughter.
I can't let you leave the store with the shoes.
Okay.
Sarah!
Sarah. Don't ever do that again, okay?
I'm sorry, Mommy. But look, they have the new Vespa dolls.
Nothing to worry about, Mrs. Stahl. I've been watching over her.
You stay the fuck away from my family, you son of a bitch.
There's no need for that kind of language, Mrs. Stahl.
Listen to me. I don't know what you want, and I don't really care.
You should care about what I want, Mrs. Stahl, because I want something from your husband that might affect you, might change your life.
My husband does not know you. He wouldn't know you, somebody like you.
Oh, he knows Carl Fogarty, all right. He knows me intimately. See, this isn't a completely dead eye. It still works a bit. Problem is, the only thing I can see with it is Joey Cusack. And it can see right through him. Right through your husband, Edie. See what's inside him, what makes him tick. He's still the same guy. He's still crazy fucking Joey. And you know it, don't you?
I know that my husband is Tom Stahl. That's what I know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you ask Tom about his older brother, Richie? Ask Tom about how he tried to rip my eye out with barbed wire. And ask him, Edie, how come he's so good at killing people?
If I see you within 500 feet of me or my children or my husband, I'll have you arrested. Can I possibly make myself any clearer than that?
No, Mrs. Stahl, you can't. I thank you for your time. You have an enchanting daughter. And Mrs. Stahl, don't forget your shoes.
So how's your dad?
I don't know. A little weird.
Well, after what he went through, I mean, actually killing someone? I mean, that's enough to freak anybody out.
Yeah, I guess.
Is your old man some kind of tough guy, huh? What's he think of his wimp son? Think he'd take this shit? You think he'd make jokes? Go on, bitch, say something funny.
Bobby, leave him alone.
Shut up, skank. Uh-oh. He's getting mad.
Jack, let's just get out of here, okay? Jackie's an asshole, you know that. He doesn't mean shit. Let's just go. Let's just get out of here, okay?
Yeah, puss. Run away. Goddamn, I bet your dad'd be real shamed by you. Go ahead, bitch. Say something funny. Make me laugh.
Are you laughing now, you motherfucking godsucking piece of shit?
What the hell were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking.
Obviously not.
Bobby's been riding me all year, Dad. He's a jerk.
He's a jerk?
Yeah, he's a jerk.
That's no excuse. You stand up to him, you don't put him in the hospital.
Oh, big deal. It's the best thing anyone could have done to him. Besides, I only got suspended.
It is a big deal. His parents say they might sue us. There could be assault charges. We can't afford that, Jack. We don't have that kind of money.
Oh, what? Mom's not going to take the case? Whatever, Dad.
Listen, smart mouth. In this family, we do not solve our problems by hitting people.
No, in this family, we shoot them.
Jack. Honey, have you seen Jack? What? What's wrong, baby?
Fogarty and his men followed us to the mall.
He what? Call Sam. Should we call Sam? We should call...
I already took care of it, honey. I already took care of it. Went down to the courthouse. Got a restraining order.
Well, I get down there.
Well, something. At least we can have him arrested if he ever comes around here again.
You're right.
But I have to tell you something.
What?
This man Fogarty really believes that you're this Joey Cusack. I mean, the things that he told me this afternoon I couldn't...
What things?
Things, just bullshit. But he's sure that it's you. And we have to convince him that it's not.
Well, I don't think he's interested in examining my DNA.
Get off our property.
We'll go, Joey. We just want you to come with us. Come back to Philly. See some people.
I told you, I have never been to Philadelphia.
You almost believe your own crap, don't you? You know, you're trying so hard to beat this other guy, it's painful to watch. Charlie.
Hey. Look what we found.
Come on.
Yeah?
No!
Dad!
No!
Kitty!
Kitty! No! No!
Yo, you son of a bitch!
Don't make us hurt the kid, Joey. We just want you to come for a little trip with us down memory lane. Put the pop gun down. Come over and talk to us.
Go on, do it.
Do it. Put the gun down.
Put it down, Joey.
Come closer. A little further. Come on.
Go back to the house, Jack.
You see how cozy it can be when you decide to play nice. Now, come on, Joey, get in the car. You won't need your toothbrush. We'll take care of everything.
It'd be better if you just leave now.
Joey.
Joey, let's go.
Anything to say before I blow your brains out, you miserable prick?
I should have killed you back in Philly.
Yeah, Joey,
You should have.
Please, you can do that, can't you? You can do that, can't you, please?
What do you think you heard?
It's not what I heard. It's what I saw. I saw Joey. I saw you turn into Joey right before my eyes. I saw a killer, the one Fogarty warned me about. You did kill men back in Philly, didn't you? Did you do it for money, or did you do it because you enjoyed it?
Joey did. Both. I didn't. Tom Stahl didn't.
Personality schizoid? It's like flipping a switch back and forth for you.
I never expected to see Joey again.
Oh, yeah, Joey. What, was he in hiding? Was he dead?
I thought he was. I thought I killed Joey Cusack. I went out to the desert and I killed him. I spent 3 years becoming Tom Stahl. But Edie, you have to know this. I wasn't really born again until I met you.
I don't believe you. I can't hit Stephanie. I can't believe this is fucking happening. You didn't grow up in Portland. And you never talk about your adopted parents because you don't have any. And our name, Jesus Christ. Jack's name, Sarah's name, Stahl, Tom Stahl. Did you just make that up? Where did that name come from?
It was available.
Yeah. I was
to.
Hey, Jack.
What am I supposed to call you now?
You're supposed to call me Dad. That's what I am, your dad.
Are you really? So you're some kind of closet mobster dad? I mean, if I go rob Milliken's drugstore, will you ground me if I don't give you a piece of the action? What, Dad? You tell me.
Please, son. Don't.
If I talk to Sam about you, will you have me whacked?
Jack.
Tom?
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Good to see you up and around.
Yeah.
You had her running yet?
Yeah, for a second there. She's coming back to life.
Shit. Tom. I got a problem.
Wanna come inside for a minute?
I've been running through it all for the last couple of days. It just doesn't fit.
What doesn't fit?
None of it. That Edie coming home?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to do this now.
Might as well.
Sam?
Edie? How you doing?
I'm okay.
Want some coffee?
No, I'm good. So what brings you out here?
Well, Tom and I were just talking about that.
I'd like to hear it.
Well, it's just that none of this makes any sense. These are serious, secretive men. I mean, they wouldn't have come out here. They wouldn't have gone through all this. Exposed themselves like this unless they were dead certain they had the right man.
So what are you saying, Sam?
I'm saying I think I need to hear the truth.
Truth?
Sam, you've got too much time on your hands.
I'm sorry.
Tom is who he says he is, That's all that really matters. Sam hasn't his family suffered enough.
God damn. Idiot. I guess I'd be gone. You folks give me a ring if you need anything. Anything at all. Understand?
Thanks.
Edie.
Get off of me! Fuck you, Joey!
Thank you.
Thanks, Annie Crane. Bottle.
Finish your beer. Then I take you to see Richie and Escalade.
She's a very upscale kind of guy.
Nice gate.
Gotta frisk you.
Save you the trouble. Not packing.
Gotta frisk you. All
right. Don't smell very good. Been driving pretty much nonstop, 15, 16 hours.
I'll hold my nose.
Can you believe that place is still standing, the track and turf? Didn't you bang Jill Levy there, right on the bar in front of everybody?
I never banged Jill Levy.
No, you should have. She was something.
I know, Archie.
Come on, man.
You want anything?
Nah.
So you like that farm life? Milking cows and shit?
I don't have a farm.
No? Margarito, you live on some kind of farm. Said he could smell pig. Now that old fart would know what a pig smells like. I don't know, but that's what he said. Do you like being married?
What?
Do you like being married? Does that work for you? I can't see it working for me. I never felt the urge, you know? Thought of great-looking women in the world. I never met one made me want to give up all the others. Sure, you can fuck around, but it's so much goddamn work, you know? Keeping it quiet. It's not worth the effort. Don't see the upside. You see the upside, Joey?
Yeah, Richie, I do. I do now.
I'm pretty pissed at you, Brian. You could have called. You could have dropped a postcard in the mail. We're brothers. What'd you think would happen?
I thought the business would come first.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. What am I gonna do? You bust up a made man's place. You kill some of his guys. You take his eye. Jesus, Joe, you took his eye. Barbed wire, wasn't it? That's disgusting. You always were the crazy one.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I heard. You're living the American dream. You really bought into it, didn't you? You've been this other guy almost as long as you've been yourself. Hey, when you dream, are you still Joey?
Joey's been dead a long time.
And yet here you sit, big as life. You know you cost me a lot of time and money. Before you pull that shit with Fogarty, I was a shoo-in to take over when the boss croaked. A shoo-in. It was made very clear to me, Joey, I had to clean up your mess. Or nothing was ever gonna happen to me. You got no idea how much shit I had to pull to get back in with those guys. You cost me. A hell of a lot, Joey. A hell of a lot.
Looks like you're doing all right over here.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm still behind the eight ball. Because of you, there's a certain lack of respect, a certain lack of trust. Boys in Boston are just waiting for me to go down. You always were a problem for me, Joey. When Mom brought you home from the hospital, I tried to strangle you in your crib. I guess all kids try to do that. She caught me, whacked the daylights out of me.
I've heard that story.
Well, what do you think? Better late than never.
Richie, I'm here to make peace. Tell me what I gotta do to make things right.
You could do something, I guess. You could die, Joey.
How do you fuck that up?
How do you fuck that up?
What are you gonna do? Give him mouth to mouth? Did you see my brother? Fucking leave this and let's just kill that little fuck!
Jesus, Joey. Jesus, Richie.